Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Touchdown, Chargers!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Justin Herbert is so damn good.
Today's guest, columnist for The Athletic, Jeff Duncan. Co-host of Good Morning Football, Kyle Brandt. From Paramount's Love and Monsters, actor Dylan O'Brien. Pittsburgh Steelers running back, James Conner. Plus, unofficial Lakers PR executive, actor O'Shea Jackson. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's a good one. That's a great way for us to start this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. How is everybody out there? Good to see you here on Peacock. Good to see you wherever you are, listening to a Sirius XM or on the Rich Eisen Show Terrestrial Radio Network. We say hello to our Southern California and Central California listeners is a huge, huge
Central Valley.
Yeah, a huge signal from the mightier 1090. I am Rich Eisen. That is Chris Brockman. That's Mike Del Tufo.
Hey, Rich,
my friends over there. And social media grandmaster for the Rich Eisen Show, TJ Jefferson, literally settling into his seat. Good to see you right there. How are you, TJ?
Hello, everyone.
So here we are. Week five is finally in the books. It's a Wednesday. Week six normally would start tomorrow night, but it's not. It'll start on Sunday. The NFL world, the chess pieces are all flipped up in the air and doing our best to figure everything out. And in that regard, there is really no precedence. We always like to put things in perspective. We always like to try and give you a sense of, well, we've seen this before, and thus that team can go on to win a Super Bowl, or we've seen this before, and that team has got some troubles. I don't know what to take out of the Bills-Titans game last night because there is no precedence for it.
Yeah.
There's never been any NFL football played in a pandemic before. Let alone to have facilities closed down due to a pandemic before, let alone to have teams go out and be blamed for the spread of the virus in a pandemic before, as Tennessee has. There has still been no, specific ruling by the NFL as to what the Tennessee Titans may or may not have done to lead to an outbreak in their facility that has, thank goodness, not been seen anywhere else. And so we've been all left to wonder what's going on that front. And so we've never seen a team use that conversation that's been had about them, about whether they were irresponsible in a pandemic during a football season, used as fodder to get them to play football better. Never seen that before. Never seen. We hear what they've said about us handling a virus, so let's go get them. Never seen that before in the NFL. Never also seen before a team have to go on the road to play a game. Well, we've seen teams go on the road to play a Tuesday night football game before. We've seen that, but we haven't seen a team have to go on the road on Tuesday night in a football season, NFL season before because of a pandemic. Also didn't know, haven't seen that team have to go on the road like the Bills had to do this week, not knowing if they would have to go on the road. There were plans for you. Pack your bags. Don't know if you're going. We need to see if the other team is negative for COVID-19. That's the way that the Bills had to get ready for a game. And then they also needed to know, okay, if we don't play the Titans, then we kind of need to have something in our back pocket, albeit the game is now on Monday for next week. It was supposed to be on Thursday, but that game's now on Monday with the defending Super Bowl champs, who one would say is a handful to play.
I'd say so.
So we've never seen those are the circumstances for a road team before. So, yes, the Bills looked awfully sloppy. There were a lot of dropped passes last night. One went off the hands of Josh Allen's receiver, and Andre Roberts, who was playing because John Brown wasn't out there, led to one of two Malcolm Butler interceptions last night. Allen looked off. The Bills were edgy on defense, jumping all over the place, edgy on offense, jumping all over the place, looking as undisciplined as we've seen the Bills look in quite some time under Sean McDermott. They were banged up. Everybody is banged up. But they were on the road in a pandemic in a game that we have no idea. So I don't know. I can't sit here and say, yes, the Bills are now taking a step back in the AFC. I can't say that. Interestingly enough, now there is going to be time for them to prepare for Kansas City and play that game on a Monday with almost a full complement of rest. It will be as if they played on a Monday night and had to play on a Sunday. They're playing Tuesday and going on a Monday, and so we'll see how that goes. And that might be more of an indication as to who the Bills are and what the Bills can do moving forward. Did not look pretty for them last night. And then there's the Tennessee Titans. You want to talk about a team that didn't know if they're going to play, don't know what's going on, haven't had much of the usual in 2020, haven't had any of the preparation that they're used to. They've heard a lot of crap about the way that they handled their business once players on their team began to test COVID positive. And they came out, and you could say they could have been just as unprepared as the Bills. They didn't have to get on a plane. They could have stayed at home, so that's good for them. But they came out, and they looked as good as they've ever looked. They've looked just like the Titans team that damn near made the Super Bowl last year. They came out, and they were efficient. They were smart. They were tough. Oh, my goodness. The play that we will be talking about for a long time to come. Oh, now, man. We like taking credit for people who come on this show and then have a Rich Eisen show bump, as we call it.
Yes, indeed.
Well, we've now got a Rich Eisen show shove. Okay, and we love Josh Norman.
Poor Josh.
But it looks like Josh Norman, when he was running with the Bulls in Pamplona and trying to avoid them, he was only preparing to defend Derrick Henry on Tuesday night. In week 5 of the 2020 season. I mean, oh, my God. I did, in fact, scream, oh, like that. Literally, that noise came out of my mouth as I was sitting at home watching this play. Derrick Henry come around the edge. Josh Norman try and take him on one-on-one. And it, oh, like literally that was the noise that was emitted by my body and voice and mouth and throat and essence. That was stolen from our friend Josh Norman last night by Derrick Henry wearing the number next to each other of the number of practice days this team has had in the last 17 days. Two. Number 22, the train ran over and shoved Josh Norman, and that was typical of last night. And that is such an important moment that I think, overreaction, this overreaction, that. We always in the NFL, certainly because we have a week to think about things in between games, weeks down the line, if the Titans do in fact go on a very long run this coming fall and winter, I think we will remember that moment as not only just a moment where the Titans let everyone know that they are who we think they are, but this is what we think of you if you think we were somebody that we shouldn't have been during this pandemic. Here's that shove. We are going to shove everyone over, and that's that. And Tannehill, man, is really, really good at his job in this offense with these weapons. A.J. Brown was a problem last night for Josh, too. Tre'Davious White was out, I know, but Josh Norman trying to – poor Josh, I mean, he knocked Waller's hand just, last week. But here he is trying to corral on an island Brown, who is physically large and in charge.
He's a gamp.
And then when he's not trying to corral that kid, here comes Derrick Henry around the edge with a stiff arm like it is filled with plutonium. I mean, it is really something else that we saw out of the Titans last night. And I think we need to obviously give the credit where it is due. And after the game, Mike Vrabel said the game ball goes to the entire organization. I cannot imagine how many ducks needed to get in a row and what needed to be done in order for the Titans to get on that field last night, period, and get the Bills on a plane to come to them and basically be the speed bump for this team on the way to remaining undefeated. So that's my take, if you will, on Tuesday night, week 5 finale. Now then, In the middle of all that, I'm taking this game in, minding my own business. Just going about my life, yep. Watching this game. You know, kids coming in, wanting to know about their waiver wire and fantasy, me trying to explain to them it's not happening and go have your dinner and I'll sit with you later. Or, you know, just trying to mind my own business.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
My personal life is my personal life and I like to separate it on occasion from football.
Sure.
Okay, just like many people. And then news comes out of New York, New Jersey.
Oh.
Yes. Comes out of New York, New Jersey, my hometown,
yeah.
In case you know.
Oh.
Yeah, right. So out of New York in New Jersey comes the news that the Jets, rumored to be trying to trade Le'Veon Bell, just tapped out entirely from the venture and relationship and sent Le'Veon Bell packing, cutting him, releasing him, setting him free, however you wish to term it. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Now then, you can't sit here if you're the Jets and say, we need to evaluate Sam Darnold and let someone of Le'Veon Bell's caliber go for nothing. Can't do it. Don't want to hear it. Can't sit here and say, Sam, we believe in you and we're going to try and evaluate you, which is kind of one of the reasons why you sign Le'Veon Bell in 2018, knowing that after sitting out the 2018 season, even someone of that caliber and whatever baggage is arriving with him from Pittsburgh is worth it because you know you've got a decision on your supposed franchise face and quarterback coming up down the road a couple years from now. If you are a general manager, if you're generally managing an NFL team and you have drafted someone of this caliber and you still have a little bit of a question mark as to his abilities and is he worth the extra contract and all that money that's coming with it, how do you evaluate this guy? Well, going out and getting someone like Le'Veon Bell is a way to do it. Unless the coach that you've just hired kind of not into it. And thinks that somebody of Le'Veon Bell's caliber, well, respected, not worth the money. Certainly not when he can spin whatever magic with his scheme and coaching ability. With people who make lesser cost. So you could spend more money on other people, like, say, let me just pick somebody out who might have been worth that money. Jamal Adams. Just let me pick out of my
head. Random
let me just pick that one up. Now, give the money to Le'Veon Bell. Have the coach figure this thing out. Only took about a month until we heard from whispers and talk. Coach, not into it. General manager was into it.
Mike McCagnan thought,
let's go ahead and figure this thing out about Sam Darnold. That general manager, Mike McCagnan, was allowed then to draft on behalf of the New York Jets. Allowed to draft. The 2019 draft class chosen by Mike McCagnan as Adam Gase was no doubt sitting in the room, staring a hole through somebody with some eyes darting all over the room. That guy was allowed to draft. Then, month later, summarily fired. Welcome to the Jets, Le'Veon Bell. You thought the Steelers was a tough spot for you? You thought Big Ben and Antonio Brown and Mike Tomlin, not the right mix for you? You felt you needed to get paid, won't be franchise tagged for $14.5 million? The reason why the Jets cut him is because next year he was guaranteed to make $8 million and teams wouldn't even pay that. What a mess. On behalf of everybody involved, what a mess. because the general manager was eventually hired to take over for Mike Maccagnan, and Joe Douglas is seeing in the paper Le'Veon Bell is now liking tweets that slag on the coach who comes out after Le'Veon Bell comes back, gives him about a dozen touches, doesn't even play the kid from Florida who they drafted, LaMichael Perine. Don't even play him. Let's play Frank Gore, who I adore, who may or may not be as old as Al Gore. Let's play him with Joe Flacco while the quarterback we need to evaluate is hurt in a game the week before and is in such pain now he can't play but was allowed to come back in and play still in a game that you lost because your defense was so undisciplined with six personal foul penalties that the other team ran into the locker room because you're playing like such lunatics, but you're still burning timeouts to put your injured quarterback back on the field for two meaningless plays to run out the clock. That's the way they have evaluated Sam Darnold. They have broken the young man, as you know, and now Le'Veon is free to go after a grand total of 17 New York Jet football games, 863 yards and three touchdowns. But hey, at least the owner is making America great again in the UK. Honestly, man, I don't like slagging on my team. I love the Jets, and so many people who I've met in the Jets organization are great people with huge hearts, and that includes Sam Darnold. I don't like doing this. I really don't. I don't like doing it. I don't like sitting down and watching Tuesday Night Football and having this news break my bubble. But it stinks, and it's a total complete mess. Total complete mess. And that's why I said yesterday, clutching my hot take plank, because it is a hot take, trade Darnold now. Do it now, Joe. These conversations that you've had for Le'Veon Bell, knock on people's doors for Sam Darnold now. Do it now. Get him out now. Rip the knob off. Let Adam Gase have to finish things up. And then go hire Eric Bieniemy, draft Trevor Lawrence, or go hire somebody not, if you don't like Bieniemy, go hire somebody to match up with Trevor Lawrence and dominate the AFC East, if not the AFC, for the next year, 10 years, unless something happens and you break him too. But in Joe Douglas, you have to trust. That's the state of the Jets.
That's a shame.
I know. And you Patriot fans, you can sit back there and light your cigar. But you've got, you've got some serious competition in the division now. Because the Bills are not wayward anymore, and the Dolphins appear to be going in the right direction. You don't have to worry about the Jets.
Unless, fucking playoffs or what?
Unless Trevor Lawrence shows up. Then hello. And I feel bad again for Sam Darnold and everybody else. I really, really do. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. We'll take your calls because we've got five guests. Five. We are five wide today. Jeff Duncan, whose report in The Athletic on the Saints and what's going on with the Saints and Michael Thomas broke in our last segment yesterday. I want Jeff on the show, and I'm like, let's reach out. Let's see if he can. What is going on with Michael Thomas and the Saints?
Seriously.
And so Jeff is going to be joining us. It's Kyle Brandt's usual spot on Wednesday.
Love it.
From Good Morning Football, and he has his guest that we were guessing last week on his 10 questions with Kyle Brandt on Spotify and The Ringer. Dylan O'Brien is joining us. The heartthrob from Maze Runner and Teen Wolf is in Love and Monsters right now. He'll be joining us at 2 Eastern time. He's a Jet fan.
Hey.
So we'll just like, and a Met fan, too.
Okay.
So we will
commiserate.
We'll commiserate. The man who took over for Le'Veon Bell. How about this is a timely guest. James Conner of the Steelers is going to be joining us. And then O'Shea Jackson Jr., we give him his due, his run that he's looking for. And I've just been told by Don Bowie in his dulcet tones in my ear, there's Jets news as well. I don't want... If I'm not here when we come back, you'll know why.
Get ready,
bro. And the news coming up on our poll question. You know what's really scary? Seeing just how much you could have been saving on car insurance by switching to Geico. It's almost as scary as that homemade elf costume your mom made you wear in junior high school. No, Geico can't erase the memory of tripping down the hallway in oversized pointy shoes, but they could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Stop waking up at night in a cold sweat, people, wondering what happened to that green onesie. Just switch to Geico and save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Old Spice now has Below Deck, a new line of products for your, well, below deck area. New Below Deck Powder Spray helps you feel drier and cleaner down below. New Below Deck Anti-Chafe Stick helps prevent inner thigh chafing. Nobody wants that. Available in the family planning aisle at Walmart or online at walmart.com/Old Spice Below Deck. Jeff Duncan, Kyle Brandt, Dylan O'Brien. He's a Met Jet fan. This will be great. He'll be joining us at the top of our third hour. We're just off and running right here. James Conner will be joining us in the third hour as the Steelers are 4-0, just like the Titans. Both teams with unexpected bye weeks, both teams with home games, both teams coming off of their unexpected bye weeks with wins. The Pittsburgh Steelers next up against the Philadelphia Eagles. They just took it against the Cleveland Browns. That's a fun, big week six AFC North game. When was the last time, I got to ask this of NFL research, that the Steelers and Browns faced each other where both were at least three games over 500? That's probably been a damn long time since that last happened.
Good one.
But that's happening. So that'll be good time stuff. And then O'Shea Jackson Jr., we'll let him have his run, his due. I think he's still bouncing off the walls over his Lakers. So that'll be fun. We're back here as a one family here on radio and television. Rich Eisen Show right here. The Jets news is what, Chris Brockman? What's the Jets news?
We're going to get Joe Flacco part two this week. No Sam Darnold.
Against the Miami Dolphins. I'll tell you what, Sam Darnold's still hurt. Again, what the hell was he doing coming back in that game? I guess he took a shot and he came back, felt good.
Adrenaline, maybe.
I don't know. It's a smart move, as Manish Mehta is pointing out. The smart move is to never play Sam Darnold again. Trade him right now. A team will take him in the system right now, get him cheap. Send him out cheap. Start Flacco rest of the year. Go earn the Sam Darnold respect for everyone else and go earn Trevor Lawrence. Go get him. I'm serious. You've already done some of the hard work. You're a third of the way through the hard work. And I know that Adam Gase, no matter how much you know he gets slagged on and the criticism that I pour on him, which is nothing compared to what he's hearing locally, he is not somebody that wants to lose all 16. He doesn't. I mean, these coaches and coaching staffs are pouring their hearts out, working in a pandemic. There is nobody in that building that wants to lose at all. But this is not the way to go about it. By going about it is saying Sam Darnold's our guy. We didn't need to evaluate him this year at all, and he missed games last year due to mono, and this year now due to shoulder, and we still believe in him. And let's trade Trevor Lawrence. Let's watch Trevor Lawrence go somewhere else. But at least we've got all these draft choices for Sam. Let's go watch Trevor Lawrence blossom wherever we trade him to. No, thank you. On behalf of me and Jets fans who I think I speak on behalf of, no, thank you to that. You already got Seattle's draft choices over the next 2 years because you traded Jamal Adams away just on the eve of the season when it doesn't help you evaluate the quarterback. No, thank you. And in terms of, you know, let's go to the phone lines here. Eric in Washington, D.C., you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Eric?
Hey, Richie, how you doing?
What's going on?
So I don't want to make this a complaining thing about Adam Gase. I know you're a very professional journalist, and you know you don't call for the heads like others will do. So we'll leave that topic there. So I have two big questions we'd like to tackle.
Yeah.
Two very important questions. One is quicker than the other. First question is there any chance that Johnson & Johnson keep Gase next year?
I doubt it. I mean, I don't think there's any chance that they do that. I don't think there's any. They've never fired a coach in the middle of the season, and I think they prefer not, although that you know they have reportedly spoken about other coaches, two other coaches, while they kept the previous coach hired. So I don't know which is better or which is not. But no,
okay,
I mean,
like
would you
right
let me ask you this question, Eric? You bring Trevor Lawrence in from Clemson. You think Adam Gase is the guy to mold him? Is that it?
Sir, give me 1 second. That's my second question, and that question is, what is the possibility that Trevor decides to stay in Clemson for another year? And before you say there's no precedent for something like that, Peyton Manning visited the Jets back in the day.
No, why wouldn't Trevor Lawrence want to come to New York City and start fresh? No way. No,
probably not, because of the way the team's being run.
No, I don't think so at all. Thank you for the call. Come on now. Trevor Lawrence, you can come out for Clemson and go to New York City. Come on. I know, you know.
They'll put a 100-foot billboard of him in Times Square.
It's over. Like, it's over. And he could, and again, that's what I said. I've chosen Bieniemy because I'm like, bring your playbook. Let's go.
Yeah.
I've told you before, I would, if I was Woody Johnson or any owner in the NFL, I would take a check, I would leave it blank, and I would hand it to David Shaw and say, how much? You fill it in. Whatever you think in your family who want to leave Palo Alto and Stanford and a job in a place that you love, how much? Let's go. And you bring your offensive mind and hook it up to Trevor Lawrence and let's roll, since you know the NFL. Or Eric Bieniemy, we see what you're cooking up for Patrick Mahomes. What do you think you can do with Trevor Lawrence with that offense? David Shaw, you know smart. You're smart. You know football. You're brilliant. You're a leader of men. You've coached around the Ravens. You know that organization. How would you like to bring that to the Jets? Sold. Eric Bieniemy. You. What plays from the 1943 Rose Bowl do you got for Trevor Lawrence? What do you got?
Bring him on.
What do you got? Let's go.
And I'd take Henry Winkler.
You're a third of the way home. You're a third of the way home. You're 0-5. You're a hard 0-5. Your running backs are Frank Gore, God bless him, still going strong, and this kid from Florida, LaMichael Perine, who might be good. Evaluate him. Let's see what you got here. And again, I talk about this team, you know, at 0-5. I'm not talking about the Giants, not talking about the Falcons because of two things. One is, the Jets are my team, but this is a national story. This is a national story.
And where's the win here on the Jets schedule?
They're at Miami, and Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to beat them like a drum. Yep. All right, and then they're home for Buffalo, at Kansas City, home for New England. Then there's the bye. Then they're out here in Los Angeles against the Chargers. Miami, Vegas, at Seattle, at the Rams, home for Cleveland, at New England. You're home like the Jets. Like you're on track. You're on track. I didn't come into the season thinking we're going to be on track for Trevor Lawrence, but now as I'm sitting here for week six, I'm sitting there. You look at the Giants' schedule and how they played against Dallas.
Yep.
And you look at what's going on with the Falcons, and Arthur Blank isn't going to go 0-16. Are you out of your mind? No team does, but the Jets are there. They're there. They're already on your backup quarterback. You're already on your backup running back. You're already on your backup wide receivers. You're already on your backup safeties. You're already on your backup linebacker. You're backed up, literally physically. You're constipated in wins. So you're literally backed up in every possible way. Constipation of wins, by the way.
0.0.
You're there. Just finish the job. And where's Le'Veon Bell going to go?
Oof, bro.
I mean, we could go through it here.
I don't know, man.
Let's go. Let's do it alphabetically. Arizona, no. Atlanta. I mean, the Gurley's there. Hill's there.
Man, Brian Hill has looked good.
Baltimore, no.
There.
Buffalo, no. Carolina, no. Chicago's an interesting choice.
Chicago's an interesting spot.
Bengals, no. Browns, I mean, Chubb's going to come back. I mean, why would you want to add him? D'Ernest Johnson looks pretty damn good when Kareem Hunt's not running like crazy. Why would you upset any apple cart if you're 4-1?
Yeah.
Dallas, no.
No.
Denver, I mean, there is Melvin Gordon news to hit, but Denver, I don't think so. Why would you want that?
Phillip Lindsay.
Detroit, no. Detroit's already got Adrian Peterson, DeAndre Swift, and Kerryon Johnson.
Yep.
Green Bay, no. Nope. Here's one, Houston.
Now that's an interesting spot.
Houston could use him.
Yep.
You're 1-4. Let's go to work. Him and David Johnson and Deshaun Watson with the receivers there. Now you can maybe go to work here. Indianapolis, you're not taking carries away from Jonathan Taylor.
No, you need more carries for Jonathan Taylor.
Jacksonville is in the same boat as the Jets. They're right behind. They're thinking Trevor Lawrence, and that kid Robinson's looking pretty good.
Looks good, yeah.
Kansas City, no. Chargers.
Ooh, nice one, too.
Justin Jackson ran well. Josh Kelly. Eckler's going to come back in 6 weeks.
You got to think about it if you're the Chargers. Rams, no. Nope. Raiders, no. Miami, no. Minnesota, no. Even though they're banged up, no way.
New England.
New England. Oof. Now, how about that?
Now, that's the spot people were throwing out because it's just, it would be a Bill move to just go get Le'Veon, fix him, quote unquote, and then go on a run. But the Pats already have an extremely crowded backfield. And now Damian Harris is off IR.
Yes.
They still have Burkhead and James White.
Right. Saints, no. Giants. Now, Giants, as we all know, need a running, need some runners right now
because
of Saquon.
Yeah, they do.
But there's still Saquon. And I would love to be the fly on the wall of somebody who goes into John Mara's office and say, what do you think of Le'Veon Bell? What do you think about just, let's just take Le'Veon, who held out, by the way, on the Steelers. And the Mara family knows all about Rooney Mara and the family because she's named after the Rooney family.
Right.
And the Steelers and the Giants are like that.
Does he even say a response, or is it just a look?
I think it's a look.
Yeah.
I think it's a look.
Hey, John, what do you think about Le'Veon?
I don't think the Le'Veon Bell light's going over Gettleman's head either. I don't think it's in that binder or that laptop.
The laptop.
The single laptop that he had.
Philadelphia, no. And can we stop the Steelers talk, people?
But why not?
What do you mean, why not?
But why not?
Because our third hour guest, James Conner, is doing excellently well. And there's Snell, and there's also James
Anthony
Samuels.
McFarlane.
And,
yeah.
And on top of it, that's done. That's,
but what
that
if he calls? Closed. What if he calls Tomlin and says, look, man, I'm sorry. It was business
Please.
Before, but I want to play.
Absurd
I know
thought.
You guys can win.
No shot.
All right.
No,
pound
sat out.
Sand.
Throw it
no,
out there.
The sand
done.
Needs to be pounded.
You're
no
done.
Chance. Seattle, no. San Francisco, no. Tampa's got enough spare parts that they're trying to figure out how it all works.
Yeah.
Tennessee, I stiff-arm that idea.
Nice.
And then Washington, I don't think so. Because they got that kid Gibson who looks pretty damn
good.
Who's
basically the younger version of Le'Veon.
So I think we came up. Let's do a poll question here.
All right. So it's up at Rich Eisen Show. We threw it out there. Where does Le'Veon Bell end up? Houston, Chicago, Chargers. Put the Patriots on there.
Josh in Virginia, let's take your phone call here. First in, first up. Sorry, that normally is the rule, but I was talking Jets, and I just went with that one. You're in, though. Josh, how are you? You're on the Rich Eisen Show.
I'm doing good. And I just want to say to your Patriots compadre, your worst nightmare this coming postseason, if the Patriots come to Tennessee, if Gostkowski kicks you out of the playoffs, I don't know how you're going to be able to sleep at night.
Josh, I got to tell you, Josh, before you finish your thought, I don't think pick-sixing Brady to end the Brady era in New England on behalf of Mike Vrabel being the one to be the coach, I don't think it's going to get any worse than that. But I hear you, and I'm here for your Patriot angst. I hear you. What else is on your mind?
All right. You and me, we definitely differ how we view COVID in the country. But with how the coverage has been on Tennessee, I would say has been almost outlandish to the point where you have USA Today's Doug Farrar, who called for the Titans season to be canceled altogether. On Jalen, they were calling the Tennessee COVID. The disrespect that this team has had ever since towards the end of last year, no one has believed in Tannehill. No one's believed in Tennessee. You even picked the Colts, but you said after week one you'd take a mulligan.
I would.
For your division pick. And
yep.
Bottom line, last year, it was just nothing but underrated. Last night was about the Titans being angry and playing with anger, and that's the last place the NFL wants the Titans to be, because Dwayne Jackson did not play. Fulton didn't play. Corey Davis didn't play. Adam Humphries didn't play. Taylor Lewan was banged up for most of the game. You get a healthy Tennessee Titans squad. Right now, I know anything can happen in the league, but right now, as we stand, the Titans are the number one seed in the AFC. If we get a healthy squad, there is no doubt that the NFL is going to be scared out of their flipping minds of what this team can do at full strength, and we are at 4-0, and that is the scary part of me being in this past decade. I call myself a realist Titans fan, where I have been stabbed in the heart so many times thinking we're going to go to the playoffs, we're going to go to the Super Bowl, and I've been waving my pom-poms saying, yeah, we're going to do it. And then it got to a point where it's like, no, I'm going to call it how I see it.
I agree,
and
Josh.
The last 2 years has been essentially, hey, they've been proving me wrong, and every time I think they're going to bow down, they're not going to bow down.
I agree with you. Hey, look, Josh, I know you're fired up, Josh. I know you're fired up. But I agree. Your team's for real. Your team's for real, and I appreciate the call. Your team's for real. There's no doubt. Team's for real. I don't know if the Chiefs want to see them again. I don't think anybody wants a piece of Derrick Henry. No way anybody wants a piece of Derrick Henry. No way. And then Tannehill, look at his last 14 starts compared to the Patrol. Look at that. Do we call him the Tantral?
Please.
The Tantral? I don't know. What's the nickname?
Ryan Tannehill.
Okay. Yeah, look exactly. at his numbers.
RT.
He's dynamite. And he's efficient. He doesn't make mistakes. He knows when to take the shots down the field. He knows when to take the shots in front of him. He knows when to check it down. He knows when to run. He knows when to do all of it. He knows when to check out of a play. He is really large and in charge. And if A.J. Brown and Corey Davis and Derrick Henry and Jonnu Smith are all healthy. They are stout and big, and no one wants a piece of them. No one will want a piece of them in January. They serve notice on that. Clowney's now part of this mix. Telling you, man, I wanted the mulligan literally as soon as the word Colts came out of my mouth, and I saw how.
I told you guys that they were.
Oh, you told us, Mike.
Tennessee.
Let's go back. Let's go back to the tape. Let's go look at the coach.
He beat Belichick.
844-204-RICH number to dial. Adam Gase has spoken. Has he spoken?
Oh, he's spoken.
Okay, great. We'll chat. We'll hear that. Your news update's coming up. News update's coming up. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. And then Jeff Duncan with the latest on what's going on with the Saints and Kyle Brenton Moore.
Help support your local businesses. Whether they're your corner stores, coffee spots, or favorite shops, local businesses have always been on your team supporting you and your community. They remember your order and call you by name, always giving back, making a difference, and going that extra mile. But right now, more than ever, local businesses need our support, so let's be there for them. The next time you go shopping, help your team score and choose to shop at local businesses. And while you're there, look for the contactless symbol and tap to pay with a contactless Visa to help support your community. Because where and how you shop matters. Visa, everywhere you want to be. Official partner of the NFL.
Sports keep coming back. So does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, BetOnline. Major League Baseball is now in full swing, and the NBA has also begun. There's no shortage of ways to get in on the action. BetOnline has all the odds, futures, and props for you to bet on. Visit BetOnline today to check out all the odds and up-to-date sports news. Don't forget to sign up and take advantage of all the Welcome Back to Sports bonuses. BetOnline, your online wagering experts. Visit our good friends and exclusive partner at Podcast One. Bet online to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account and make sure to use that promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. Visit betonline.ag and don't forget that promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts.
You know, when I left here yesterday, I'm like, okay, we'll talk Saints tomorrow and then we'll just set up the rest of the week. I had, you know, no idea I'd go on a Jets jet. You know, never knew that.
I didn't think he'd actually just get cut.
I mean, that's not get anything.
Just get out. Just get out. Just get out, Lev.
But no one was even willing to give up a seventh round pick.
Steelers basically told him stay home, and the Jets said go home. And that's a problem. That's an issue for him. That's an issue for him. And I think he's going to have a lot to prove. You're going to get someone with a chip on his shoulder. He's not totally lost his fastball.
He's 28.
If I was the Texans, I'd take a shot. I really would. Let's see what Lev and Deshaun Watson can do with David Johnson and let Brandon Cook.
Nice.
And, you know, Randall Cobb, et cetera, so on. back here on the Rich Eisen Show is one radio and television family, Peacock and more. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. The Fox executives in charge of Major League Baseball. One game away from Rays, two games away. They're three wins away from Rays Braves.
All right. Two best teams.
Which, I mean, you could take a Delta flight between the two spots if you're interested.
Got tense in my house last night in eighth and ninth innings.
Hey, look, if that happens, you know, and this is a Yankee fan talking, fully aware. If it's Braves versus Rays, Dick Vitale, Sarah Tiana, and seven other people could get together. watch the World Series together. Freddie Freeman is really friggin' good, man.
Really good. Should be the MVP.
Ozzie Albies, they got a lot of young studs there.
How about Melanson caught Albies' home run again in the bullpen?
I did not see that. Did he do that again?
Yeah.
Yep.
Ninth inning.
Oh, he had a run to get this one.
He had a run to get it.
And he did a little dance.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. It's not good if you're the Dodgers and the closer of the Braves is shagging flies in the bullpen from his own player, from his own teammates. Oh. And that's and good. Yeah. And how about Jose Altuve? He's got the yips.
Dude, he's going full Knobloch. What is going on?
I don't know. Do you remember that when Knobloch hit Keith? He threw in the stands and he bloodied the nose of a fan with the baseball, and it turned out to be Keith Olbermann's mom.
That was great.
That is like the last somebody who wants to not have anybody talk about his throwing problems hitting in the stands.
I mean, I think I was at Fox that day, too.
But the Rays, man. I remember
that. Rays are good. I can't name anybody on their team still, but they're really good.
Well, let me tell you, you will learn the name of Rosarena really fast.
Yeah.
I did.
Stop, Rich. Now I got all for Lena in my head.
All for Lena.
Oh, my God.
Okay. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Our poll question at Rich Eisen Show. I'll hit that with a retweet shortly. Who should sign Le'Veon Bell?
Where does Le'Veon end up?
Okay, where does he wind up?
We're getting a lot of Cardinals run on Twitter.
Why?
I mean, Kenyon's averaging less than 4 yards a carry.
Oh, so, or you know, there is one reason to do it for Arizona. If they want to collect all the people that Adam Gase found that he thought he couldn't work with. But the guy that the coach... the Jets didn't hire, and instead of Gase, Cliff Kingsbury does. You know, we could just show all how Gase, like Kenyon Drake, why do I need him? Le'Veon Bell, why do I need him? Let's let Cliff Kingsbury have them all. Could do that.
We're getting
makes
some.
No sense.
We're getting some
sense.
Seahawks on here, too. I don't understand why Seattle would go after him.
I don't think so. You got Carson. You've got, I don't know, maybe if you feel, Lev doesn't want 10 touches a game. He doesn't. He wants to get a significant amount. I'm sure David Johnson does too, but
you can go some split backfield. I think Houston's probably the winner.
That's the one I would if I was Houston, I would absolutely knock on Le'Veon Bell's door and say, we're down and out, 1-4. We need you. Bring your chip on your shoulder. We've all got it. Let's go. Time to play some tag. Let's go.
Everyone thinks New England 45% right now.
Because everybody just thinks that Bill has a plan for anybody's. As you know, your team's, if you will, trash is his treasure. Yep, he's done it over and over and over again. Corey Dillon was one of the first he did with. You know, just name it. Antoine Smith.
Won the Super Bowl.
Way back. Yeah, the Randy Moss, the Raiders. What the hell do they need him anymore?
Fourth round pick.
He was finished. Then he was, what's the word for it? Not finished. Unfinished business.
23 touchdowns.
All right. Adam Gase's latest comments kicks off Chris Brockman's news update right here on The Rich Eisen Show.
And now, with a report of the day's news from the world of sports and entertainment, someone who is not a journalist or newsman by any definition of the word whatsoever, it's Chris Brockman.
All right, Christopher.
All right.
So Adam Gase has
Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell. Yeah, he tweeted out the praying emoji, and then a couple minutes later, Schefter said he was released. And then Adam Gase was asked about.
Well, isn't the praying emoji? Isn't that thank you?
I actually think it's high five, but people use it for praying.
It's. I don't think we've gotten the definitive answer.
It could be any of them is applicable. High five, which is like I'm out.
Right.
Praying, which is.
Thank you.
Thank you as well.
Yeah, like, God willing, I'm out of here. Right, I can do my own thing.
All of it's applicable to the moment.
Yeah. So Adam Gase, was asked about Le'Veon Bell.
Is this today?
This is fresh.
Fresh Adam Gase.
Fresh Gase from this morning.
You think he can still be a productive back in the league?
I'm sure he'll get an opportunity somewhere else, and you know, we'll see what happens.
Do you agree with the perception that you misused him?
It's irrelevant at this point.
Yeah, but Adam, when a team makes a free agent investment that large and it ends before two seasons, I think the fans are interested in knowing why it didn't work out with a player of that stature.
Yeah, it didn't work out. It didn't work out, and we're going to focus on this game right now.
Oh, boy. It's not good.
Irrelevant.
It's not irrelevant because the fact is that if he did not use him in the manner in which Bell should have been used, or the system was not somehow, some way, configured to be more Bell friendly, if that's what was necessary, then that's part of the reason why he's gone. So it's very significant. Look, he didn't want him. He didn't want him. And if you're the coach, and this is your shot, you had one in Miami, you lost it, now you got another one, and you're in New York,
yeah,
and this is your shot, you want the guys that you want. And you want the roster configured in a way, money-wise, that will give you the most bang for your buck. And to give 50-some-odd million to a guy who had not played in over a year, bringing whatever baggage might be coming with him, and you don't want him, you're not going to reconfigure your offense in the same way that Gase has, in his mind, and rightfully so, 11 games to go in which to save his gig. If they go, you reconsider and go, they've got no shot. They go 8-3, 9-2, laugh all you want. They finished strong last year. He's got to figure they've got the same shot now. He gets Darnold back, blah, 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 so on and so forth. And he could save his job. He's announced today he's going to still call plays. He's not giving that up. Why in the world would you give up the play calling to someone else if it's on you to turn this thing around and you've got only 11 games left? It totally makes sense. That's the reason why you have a general manager and an ownership structure that is all locked up. John Schneider does not bring in a player that Pete Carroll does not want.
No.
John Lynch does not bring in a player that Kyle Shanahan does not want, unless you believe the Jimmy G rumors, that, you know, honestly, it's all locked. I could go on and on and on and on. But let's move on. What else is going on over there, Chris?
Okay, so kind of breaking this morning out of Denver. Running back Melvin Gordon arrested last night for DUI and speeding of more than 25 miles over the limit. Scheduled to be arraigned in mid-November.
That's unfortunate, to say the least.
Yeah, he'd been playing pretty well.
Well, it's got nothing to do with playing pretty well. It's got
he had been, but also, right.
Yeah, what else?
As we mentioned, Sam Darnold's not going to play this week. Joe Flacco's a quarterback. Kyle Allen also is going to be ready. He's been medically cleared for Washington to start against the Giants this week. Falcons defensive tackle Marlon Davidson placed on the reserve COVID list.
Yes.
Move has implications for the Panthers because they played in Week 5. Panthers announced on Wednesday that they have entered intensive protocol as a result of the Davidson move. So keep an eye on Atlanta and Carolina coming up.
Right.
And did you see this in Florida, Rich? Did you see this?
There's Florida, a lot of this going on in Florida
the
these
Florida
days.
Florida Gator football team.
Oh, yeah.
They reportedly had 19 cases of COVID yesterday. 10 other players are also facing mandatory quarantines upon potential being exposed to the infection. Most of those 29 players are on scholarship.
Right.
Which leaves in question whether the Gators can meet the SEC requirements of 53 scholarship players needed to play a game. They're going to see how the tests go today. No practice yesterday. And they're going to see if their game against LSU is going to still be played. Stay tuned.
I would like to react to this story the same way that everybody reacts to the NFL when they have one positive test.
Okay.
Is the SEC going to cancel the season? Shouldn't they pause? What about Texas A&M, who they just played? Mm. Are they testing positive? Shouldn't they just stop? They have to stop. They should totally stop. 1,000% this is beyond the pale. And Florida needs to cease and stop and figure out who it is. They can't play against LSU. And if so, when is that game going to get rescheduled? Are they going to play an extra week? Is that what they're going to do? Are they going to play an extra week? And if they do that, do they even know what they're doing? imagine, Chris. Let's do the math that's easy.
Okay.
We'll do easy math because, again, I'm more verbal.
Me too.
Let's just say there's 100 Florida Gators.
Okay.
19 of them. That's 19%.
That's a lot.
Could you imagine if 19% of an NFL team tested positive for COVID-19? We can. The Tennessee Titans just recently did. 19 of 60. You include practice squad players. That's 11 players. That's the equivalent of 11 NFL players. Florida, whose coach said, he apologized if he offended anybody to say, let's fill up the stadium in the swamp.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because it's now allowed. Let's fill it all up. Dan Mullen said he wants as many people there that's allowed or is smart or is appropriate.
Yeah.
Don't ask the governor that question because he'd be saying, fill it up. Let's go high five people before we do that. And then I'll wipe my nose after high fiving those people. I'm sorry, man. Like, it's just the this is not even, is that even in the headline stack on ESPN? Are we even talking about the SEC figuring out if they are doing the right thing and stopping?
Now, the headline stack on ESPN is Mullen backtracking on packing the stadium.
It's not even the fact that 19 have popped positive. These are young kids who can have pre-existing conditions the rest of their lives, and they're not getting paid. And we don't even know what the protocol. Do you know what these intensive protocols are for Carolina? They're out of the facility. They're Zooming. That the only people allowed in the facility, they're out of the facility for meetings. The only people allowed in the facility are limiting the number of the people in the weight room. They've increased testing. There's now point of care testing if you're in the building, along with the regular PCR testing. And there's game day testing now coming up. And face masks have to be everywhere. Everywhere. All times. Indoor, outdoor. Do we know what Florida's done? Do we know what Texas A&M's done? Do we know what the SEC's doing? 53, by the way, an interesting number choice. That's a professional roster, isn't it?
It is.
Okay. As long as you can have 53, because player safety, you can't have somebody out there getting hurt and not having a backup, right? Honestly, I can't wait for Big Ten football. I'm not high on a mount. I am not high on a mount. I will be very excited when Michigan gets back out there because I am presuming it's safe. I'm presuming the Big Ten's doing it right. And I'll presume the SEC's doing it right, too. If, you know, I'll be watching, what, it's Georgia, Alabama.
Georgia, Alabama this
week. It's huge. Couldn't be bigger.
Yeah.
So I'll be watching that, assuming it's safe. But I don't see the hand-wringing on Twitter. Oh, my God, SEC should cancel the season. What are they doing? Let's test the Texas A&M guys. The same thing the NFL gets. Same intensity. Don't lose that intensity.
Don't lose that intensity.
As Michael Irvin once said.
All right, two NBA notes really quick. The Clippers are interviewing Sam Cassell for the head coaching opening, according to Woj.
He's already on the staff, correct?
He's already on the staff. He was 6 seasons under Doc Rivers.
Okay.
And Stan Van Gundy is meeting with the Pelicans yesterday. Met with the Pelicans yesterday.
Okay. So Stan, SVG.
SVG. Could be back.
Where's JVG?
He makes too much money doing it now.
Doing what he's doing right now? He's rumored to be here in L.A. and also in Houston, right?
Ooh. I don't know. If I'm him, I
just stay put, right?
I stay put next to Mike Breen. Yeah. The comfy gig.
Bang. It is a great gig, and he's really good. I do enjoy the
podcast. Really, I actually really like Stan, too, but I think Stan has a little bit more of a coaching itch than Jeff.
I don't know about that. I think Jeff's got the coaching itch,
you
too.
You do?
I do. I've been, I mean,
every coach. You never lose the itch,
the itch when you're a coach.
Mooch, never. He's on the field.
But the stress of losing.
It's amazing.
This is like these guys, it drives them, you know, sleepless nights.
This is it. I think a Rockets Pelicans game may be a brotherly family situation when it all comes down to it. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. What is going on with the Saints? Why is Michael Thomas still not out of the, if you will, Woods doghouse in New Orleans? Jeff Duncan's report for The Athletic yesterday was an eye-opener, saying publicly, officially, he has been suspended for conduct detrimental, but unofficially, he has been suspended for insubordination. Total different ball, oh wax, for one of the best players in the National Football League and, of course, potentially for your fantasy league.
With the holidays coming up, we'd like to offer you a little something special. And all we're asking in return is a few moments of your time to help support a great sponsor of this podcast. We ask that you complete a short survey because your opinion matters to us and our sponsors. It'll only take a couple minutes. And if you're one of the first people to do it, we'll give you a reward in return. Just go to podcastopinions.com and everything will be right there for you. That's podcastopinions.com. The first 150 people who complete the survey will get a $10 gift card to Amazon.com. All of our shows are supported by advertisers, so filling this out will really help us. Please go to podcastopinions.com, and as always, thank you for supporting the show.